then she turned to Krishna. Just see how wonderful the mother-child relationship is. She said, "You thief, you restless little boy, you can bewilder one and all by the charm of your flickering eyes. You just need to smile and everything stops. Why don't you simply accept my prayer?
Look, I will now tie you up. I will leave you alone and I will go with
all the people here in the house and we will do our household activities. And then you can think if it is right to lie."
So Krishna enjoyed this very much. You must know that all the rich Vasis only have one thought in their mind. Now, they love Krishna. And even if Mother Yashoda says something harshly, even if she says too much, she says, "I love you so much." This is how this feels for me. In the spiritual world, there can be no frustration. There can be no anger. There can be no feelings towards another. And especially in the dealings between the devotee and Krishna, there is only an unadulterated Bhakti makes the Bhakta dance. Bhakti makes the love dance. Bhakti dances by itself. In this way, all the three, Bhakta, Bhagavan, and Bhakti dance together. That is a verse from Krishna Das Kaviraj Krishna. So Krishna, in order to just bring the emotions to a high point, started to scream. He said, "Oh, Mother Rohini, where have you gone with my big brother? Because you are not here today, this uncontrolled mother is trying to bite me up. Come quickly, save me from this crazy mother." But Rohini was away. She stayed that morning in the house of Supananda, the older brother of Mother Maharaj, and also Balaram was with her. So, in order to teach her son a lesson, Mother Yashoda snatched a silken ribbon from her hair and tried to bind Krishna to the mortar with it, but Krishna could not be bound. And she took a second ribbon from the hair, tied it to the first, and again tried to bind Krishna. But just like the first one, the rope remained too short. And now all the different ladies of Braj had come and they laughed and remarked, "Oh, Brajeshwari, queen of Braj, we already told you that this boy surely has some extraordinary illusory potency. On account of this, he even surpassed the foremost grand priest. Kapha was so good at feeling that he came to any house and he saw there was a locker on the door. He would just blow into the locker and he would open. Such a good thief he was. So this boy is better than Kapalak, the thief. He has some illusion potency. He seems to be satisfied only if he gets something which he steals. Imagine one of you, maybe Jai Krishna and Manu, will not take part in the official prasadam distribution, but they will sneak into the rooms then the Guru has said that their secret supplies they are only satisfied in stealing the energy mushi bars and all the good things which are there. So the Darcy lady said, this boy doesn't eat the normal food, he only eats stolen things.
Felt two fingers too short. The acharyas have explained that there is a reason for these two fingers. When a devotee wants to actually get Krishna, two elements must be there. His own effort, his own sincere commitment to the practice and to service, his own effort must be there. But one's own effort is never ever enough. Mother Yashoda made so much effort that soon all the houses of Braj had no ropes any longer. It's like here in our temple, we have taken the ropes from the whole village. There are no ropes any longer. Because even on the altar this morning, we took all the existing ropes which we could find. But that's not enough. Our effort must be joined by the kripa, the mercy of Krishna. Then the yoga, the union, the bhakti yoga can come together. Bhagavan will meet the bhakta, and the bhakta will meet Bhagavan. Huh? This is two things are necessary. The effort from the side of the bhakta and kripa from the side of Bhagavan. Then if they join, then the meeting takes place. So it is said by Jiva Goswami, finally Sri Krishna's heart was touched by the sight of his mother being so overwhelmed. And at that time, something happened. Krishna's Shakti, which protected Krishna from being bound, stepped aside. Joop! And the other Shakti, that is Krishna's Kripa Shakti to Mother Yashoda, stepped in place of the other Shakti, and Mother Yashoda successfully bound him with the two ribbons she had initially used from her hair. It was clear to all present that it was only these two ribbons, not the other ropes, that bound Sri Krishna. The other ropes she had used to tie him simply laid there ineffective. Now this is one reading of this beautiful pastime. But my dear devotees, there's a very secret detail which is only known in Vrindavan. Can I tell you about this detail in great detail? See, the reason why Krishna was not agreeing to be bound was that he had already a full schedule. Breaking butter pots, stealing the butter, playing with his friends, going to the houses of the Brijbasis, doing mischief there. Full schedule. He had no time really to be staying inactive, bound to one mortar. So, Yoga Maya understood this, our Lord is not to be bound here. And she developed a plan.
She said, for the Leela to go on, so that the devotees of the world can understand that Krishna can be bound by love and can stay with them if they love him, something has to happen here. And she went to a very special personality. She went to Srimati Radharani and said, Radha, we need help from you to bind Krishna. You are the most beloved of Krishna. You need to help here. And then Radha thought, I will help. And she gave one rope. We have some more rope, but this is really the last rope which is existing in this part of Germany. And she passed the rope through her hands and said, Purnamasi, this is the name of Yoga Maya, you take this rope and this will bind my beloved. Purnamasi brought the rope, and when this elderly lady, gray hair, the guru of all the Brijbasis, Purnamasi, arrived at the scene, all the ladies made place for her. Yashoda looked and Krishna looked and he saw that rope. And he smelled the fragrance of Radharani's lotus hands. And he thought, now I'm done. I'm done. And that rope was fastened, and then it closed, and Krishna was bound. This is what they tell in Vrindavan. They always have the ultimate Vrindavan secret, where Radharani must be present, because she is the queen of Vrindavan. Just wanted to mention this. So, Krishna was now bound, and he cried and cried and cried, and all his little friends were standing under the Torbogen, the akats of Nanda Bhavan, looking and being very fearful, because Mother Yashoda was so strong with Krishna. Then Mother Yashoda said, come here, boys. All the boys and Mother Yashoda saying, come here, they came. She said, you stay with my Gopal. We will now go into the house, and you just see that he doesn't make any mischief. And Krishna was really crying. And then Mother Yashoda left with all her friends. The moment she was gone, Krishna laughed and smiled, because he was very blissful in this. Krishna is always very blissful. He cheered up at once, and he made a plan. He thought, now I have cried. Up till now, I have cried. But I will now do something that Mother Yashoda will cry. And he started to pull at the grinding mortar, which instantly began to roll, and his friends were cheering up, encouraging him and laughing, and Krishna pulled and his friends were around dancing, and it was a whole joyous thing. And Krishna went to the southeastern part of Nanda Bhavan, where the street or a good well-kept path leaves the property of Nanda Maharaj. And then it goes a little down like this, and then it turns to the right, the path, and joins the road which goes through the village of Vrindavan. So as he came to this turn, he saw all of a sudden two trees It's difficult to see from this position where I am, but the devotees who are there where Nityananda and Narayani are can see. These trees are very strong and they are joined together at the bottom of the ground so that they build a natural V position, like Vrindavan or Vasudev or Vaishnav. So as Krishna pulled the tree, the mortar, his eyes fell on these two trees. And he decided, now I know how I will do two things. The first thing is, I will make my mother cry so that she will never bind me again. And the second is, although I have nothing to do with the two beings who are in this tree, my great devotee Narada Muni has something to do with these trees. And he has promised that they will be liberated when I come as Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
this narration has three audiences. The first is Parikshit Maharaj and all the saints at the banks of the Ganga who listened to Shukadev Goswami narrating the 10th canto. The second audience is in Vrindavan, where Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta narrate this katha to the Brijbasi. And the third audience, who's the third audience? We, yes. Three audiences for this one katha. Parikshit Maharaj had been listening so far to Shukadev Goswami explaining the Damodar Leela. He was a cursed man. He had only three more days or so to live. And when he heard that Krishna's glance fell on the two trees, and when he heard that Krishna thought, I must liberate them, he thought, who are these two trees? What is their history? Maybe they are cursed like me. And he was extremely interested. We human beings are always interested in people who are in our own situation. So, he felt sympathy for these tree and he asked Shukadev Goswami, who are these two trees? And Shukadev then gave the history of Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. They were the sons of the richest men in the universe, the treasurer of the devatas, whose name is Kuvera. And they lived in the town Alakapuri, which is very close to the earthly Kailash. Their father, the richest man in the universe, was a friend to who? Lord Shiva, who lived on Mountain Kailash. And from their childhood, they had seen this greatest of personalities. They had often walked behind him, carried things for Shiva when he went to his long, long, long months of meditation. But somehow or other, they could not take full advantage of the association of Lord Shiva. And when they grew up, I'm sometimes comparing them, I hope I will not be stoned to death now, with fallen Gurukulis. When they grew up, they developed a habit, a habit of drinking strong Varuni and associating in inappropriate ways with the other gender. So one time, they who did not have high sense for spirituality, I mean, our Gurukulis are saints, of course. Here the example is not longer relevant. But once they went into the Nandakanana gardens where only saints lived, and they went in company. They took many ladies and went partying in the Ganga there. They divested themselves of all the cloth which they had. They entered the river like drunken elephants, drank Varuni, and the girls were also encouraged to be dressed with nothing. So there was, yes, they were intense. And they did, no need to go into the details. Then Narada Muni, who had just seen Lord Shiva for darshan, passed by. And he saw in the midst of this hermitage, where only saints and sadhus lived, this inappropriate party going on. He was shocked, and in his mind he decided, these poor boys, they are totally overcome by maddening pride, so that they can't see what is to be done and what is not to be done. I will teach them a lesson. And he stepped out of the bushes with all the tejas of a royal, of a saint. The girls saw him already and saw him. Oh no! And they immediately rushed out of the Ganga, dressed themselves and ran away. Narada Muni was there looking at the two boys, who said, "Hicks, welcome, welcome." They were inappropriate. Narada Muni said, "You are really out of place and out of your minds. I curse you so that you get proper sense. You like to be naked. Stay naked as trees." So when the powerful words of Narada Muni reached the hearts of Nala Kuvera and Managriva, they were shocked, and they came immediately to good sense, and they said, "Oh, sorry, sorry, I'm..." They woke up, isn't it? Do you also have this sometimes in your life? You are a little bit forgetful of what should be done in your spiritual life and what should not be done. And then you come into an association like this. You see wonderful devotees. You see the deities. You chant. And you begin to understand, my God, I'm light years away from spiritual life. What happened to me? And yet you feel, I'm so close. So close. Madan Mohan are only a prayer away from me. And if I turn to Madan Mohan, to Radha Madan Mohan, pray for inner strength, then my life will be okay. Have you noted that? One moment you feel just very desperate and far away. The other moment you feel great hope coming into your heart, especially when you observe the Mangal Arati ceremony of Radha Madan Mohan. That's a mystical moment in Goloka Dham, which only the rare saints of Goloka Dham know. Hare Krishna. When they were cursed like this and they woke up, they who had been previously covered with lust begged for forgiveness. And as soon as they begged for forgiveness, Narada Muni said, "I can't take back my curse that you will be born as trees. But because I see that you genuinely desire to correct yourself, you will be born in the courtyard or before the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear, you will see him face to face. But this will happen after 100 years of the demigods. Then you will revive your real position as devotees of the Lord." My dear devotees, these are the words of the saint. everything happened like this. There is an old story which I heard from His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, which shows a little bit how when a true saint says something, pronounces a blessing to you, then Krishna, who listens to the words of His dear devotees, steps behind the words of the devotee and upholds them. Once, in Varanasi, there was a mourning procession. Mourning means lamentation. Some relatives carried the dead body of someone who had recently died on their shoulder and brought the body to Manikarnika Ghat, a ghat where the dead bodies are cremated in the fire. So they were carrying this corpse when Tulsi Das, a great devotee, came from the opposite direction. And he went through the procession of mourners. Do you know what is mourners? They lament, oh no, oh he has died, and they beat their heads and their chests, and oh, and so Tulsi came and saw a young lady, and she was crying uncontrollable, and he then said something. May your life be auspicious. Then the other said, oh my dear devotee, how can her life be auspicious? She is the widow, and that's her husband who is carried to the cremation. She will never be auspicious. She will cry and cry and cry in separation from her husband. Tutsi said, I said the wrong thing. So he went home, and he went before his altar and of Lord Ram, and he said, my dear Lord, I have said this blessing. May your life be auspicious to a widow. Please fulfill it. Then he took some Charanamrita, and one Tulsi from the lotus feet of Lord Ram, and he went again to the ghat of the dead ones and found the procession, and he went to the corpse which was lying there and said, by Lord Ram's mercy everything is possible, and put some Charanamrita and a tulsi leaf in the mouth of this dead person, and immediately he got up and was blissful. Everyone thanked Tulsi because he had revived a dead person. But Tulsi said, don't thank me. Thank Lord Ram, by whose strength this is possible. So this is the sweet relationship between a devotee who pronounces some words of blessings, and then Krishna fulfills these blessings. And there's a beautiful point I like to make. It's a point which His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj has originally made, and I would like to repeat it. Prabhupada has also pronounced some words of blessings. He has said, chant your 16 rounds, engage in devotional service, read the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, and surely after one life has ended, you will go back to Godhead. So ordinarily, it is quite difficult to go back to Godhead. But if a great soul pronounces a blessing like this, then Krishna listens to it and personally makes sure that the blessing is fulfilled. So that's why when Krishna's restless eyes, restless, you know, he was looking back and forth, thinking of how to educate his mother. educate is not the right word, but how to make a point to his mother Yashoda that she should not bind him again, please. He saw that here are Nala Kuvera and Manigriva in the form of trees. And my devotee, Narada Muni, has pronounced the blessing that they would meet me. And in this meeting with me, they would be liberated from birth and death. So then Krishna went with his little friends who encouraged him to these trees. And when he came to that part of the road where it was making the bend and going into the road which went to the village of Vrindavan, then there was a slope. Slope means the hill goes down a little, and the mortar started to roll, and Krishna ran, and the friends said, "Wonderful," and laughed, and you know, and Krishna ran right between the weep of the two trees, and the mortar got stuck. And Krishna went forward, and with a smile in his face, moved like this forward. His transcendental bound belly was moving forward, and the trees started to shake uncontrollably. I would like to speculate that in this shaking was also some ecstatic shaking because they were in contact with the Lord. Then the leaves were trembling, the branches were trembling, and all of a sudden there was a ear-bursting sound. It was so loud that it went into the ears of the Brajbasis, and for 48 minutes they were lying on the ground totally out. They had fainted. And Krishna needed that time. He needed them to be in a fainting position because he had a leela to perform which he didn't want the Brajbasis to see. He wanted them to think he's a little boy. The moment the trees grew, you just see the scene in your eyes. Everyone is lying on the floor except for the little boy who are very joyful, you know. Wow, he cracked the trees. Wonderful. They find everything blissful, what Krishna does. Krishna had not had protected their ears with his internal potency so that they were not affected by the sound like everyone else. That moment, two devatas came out. These were Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. They were full of light, my dear devotees. They had golden crowns which were sparkling. They were covered by a golden aura of light. And they started to pray to Lord Krishna. They said, wonderful prayers. I hope I have some of them here. No, I don't have. Tomorrow I will say you some prayers where they prayed to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared in this world like the light to spread his mercy in this dark place. And then they said to Krishna, we don't feel qualified to stay in Braj. Please allow us to go now. But we are afraid. When we return to Alakapuri, the town of the senses, we might again become bewildered and distracted. So therefore make that our minds will always remember you, that our hands and our bodily limbs will engage in your service only, and that we will have the association of Vaishnavas. I think we all can sympathize when we are here in Goloka Dhamma or any temple. Our spiritual life and our Krishna consciousness experiences a clear upliftment. It's almost like moving into a lift. But some of us already fear, oh my God, when I go back home, I won't resist my impressive collection of movies, and I will see movies again. Oh no, I will maybe eat chocolate, and oh no, I can't control what I will think and what I will do. Pray like Nala Kuvera and Managriva. My Lord, make that our minds will always remember you, that our hands and legs will be engaged in your service, and grant us the association of good Vaishnavas. Then we are safe. So Krishna said, Tatastu, may this be. And then the devatas left. Yes, it made a sound like this, and they were gone. I almost come to the end. No, yes, I will now come to the end of today's katha, unfortunately. At that moment, the Brijbasis awoke. They had heard this deafening sound, and their thought was immediately, what is with Krishna? What has happened? This place is not safe. There were already so many demons. Putana came, Trinavata. Was this another demon? And they rushed with only one thought in their mind, not how they could save themselves, but what was with Krishna and how could they protect Krishna. Nanda Maharaj arrived first. Mother Yashoda was beside herself with anxiety because after all she had bound Krishna. See how Krishna is now working on his mother. She could not even come there. She was just, what? And I have bound Krishna. What if there is a catastrophe? So when Nanda Maharaj saw the scene, there were these cracked, huge trees. And Krishna was just playing and laughing with his friends. Nanda Maharaj immediately said, what happened? And the friends of Krishna said, well, Gopal came and he broke the trees, and then two people with a lot of light, they spoke in Sanskrit, we don't know what they spoke, they were paying their obeisances and then they left in the northern direction. Ah! Nanda Maharaj said, you little boys, you still have the taste of your mother's milk in your mouth. You don't know. Why do you say such things? Krishna didn't want anyone to know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wanted to drown the Brijbasis in oceans of bliss by his pastimes. So he had arranged that everyone except the boys, whom no one would believe anything anyways, would be there to witness how he liberated Nalakuvera Manigriva. This is Krishna's intelligence, which achieves many, many goals in one action. Nanda Maharaj bound Krishna free. When Krishna had liberated Nalakuvera and Managriva and removed the curse from them, and when the two devatas had left, he thought, isn't it strange? I've just liberated these two devatas from their karma, but I myself am bound and cannot break the ropes of Mother Yashoda. I can break anything. I can only not break the ropes of love. I will never break these. I will never remove myself. His father had to come and do it. So Krishna immediately went on the lap of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj said, "Who bound you?" Krishna went up the lap, put his little arms around Nanda Maharaj, who became so blissful. Then he whispered in the ear of Nanda, "It was mother. It was my mother." And it is here where we will end today. I request you to sing one last kirtan with all of us. Think about the theme of Prabhupada's mercy on you so that you carry a blessing. Oh, you devotees who carry a blessing, remember the blessing. Maybe think about how Krishna liberated these two cursed beings and pray that you will also be helped by Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Ibo, Ibo. And please chant from your heart, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna. A little louder, please. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Everybody please, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. everybody turn to Radha Madan Mohan on the altar. This wonderful day comes to the close, but we hope that our hearts are opened. And let us sing from that place the glories of the merciful Lord. Let us take this moment with us. Let it deeply affect our spiritual being. And take it with us in the next day and the next day and the day after that. What is the use living in this world with a heart which is closed to Krishna? It is so much better to open to the mercy of Krishna. Please let us sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, and again, everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Si Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Si Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Si Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Nea Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Se Radhe. Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Hai Bo! Daya Prabhupadat, 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 Prabhupadat. Naya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Hai Bo! Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Se Re Si Ra De. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Se Radhe. Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for participating. I also would like to greet all those devotees who have come just for this evening. You are giving great pleasure to our heart, and you are increasing really the excitement which builds slowly up during our festival. I would like to especially thank the devotees who have come from Radha Desh, the devotees of Radha Gopinath, who are with us today and tomorrow. Is it already tomorrow when we go into the new year? Or yeah, it's already that where we stay up all night and do everything. Wonderful. So welcome all the devotees from Radha Desh and from many parts of Germany you have come, and I would like to repeat what was said in the welcoming day, that please consider yourself the dear guests of God. When we come to a temple, we are the guests of Radha Madan Mohan, and please know that the deities are very happy after all they stay in this lonely forest. The ice forest of Germany. Hare Krishna. And they are certainly very, let me say, I wouldn't say grateful, just very, very in a generous mood. Generous means freigebig. Our Radha Madan Mohan are very accessible, zugänglich. So
So please know this, and as a guest, you should open your heart to the host. When you are a guest, you cannot ignore the one who has given you bed and food. No, you are grateful. You spend time with them. After all, you came to visit them. So please let us be in the consciousness that we have visited the Lord at one of his earthly homes in this world, a temple where regular puja is going on. And please turn to the Lord, and I'm sure that everyone will be, of you will be given just the right thing which they need at this moment of their spiritual life. Just the right hint, inspiration, maybe also the right club on the head. Some hint that, oh, here's something which needs to be corrected in my life. Whatever it is, please be open for it's all mercy. Wonderful. I don't think it is at this moment necessary. Let me see, is Gaurahari here? Not at this moment, but you all know the program. Starting with 4:30 for those of us who can make it, and then the deity greeting at 7:15. Hare Krishna. I wish you a wonderful, restful night, and before that, nice exchanges with the devotees. Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow. Haribo.